today.
This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number one of the Thursday edition of the show, and as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Were you in an airport today? If so, we definitely want to hear from you. What was the experience like? 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us, as always, on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that absolutely everything is free. Well, in case you haven't heard the news...
In case you're living under a rock.
There was supposedly a plot that was foiled over in the United Kingdom, a terror plot that was foiled, allegedly. And because they foiled the plot means that they now have to crack down on security, apparently, in the United States airports. So there was, I guess, they upgraded flights from Great Britain to Code Red. I'm not sure now if the entire country's on code red or not. I'm not sure about. You know, they have their little color-coded system. There's
here?
Fuchsia and, yeah, here in America.
No.
No, we're not code red?
No.
Okay.
Just certain flights, ones inbound from Britain and that sort of thing.
Well,
that's CNN's.
It's certainly slowing the hell out of the airports.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, we're going...
Flights are canceled.
Right. We're going straight to the phones here, and it's even worse in Europe. But we're going straight to the phones to TSA George on the line from D.C. Hello, our man on the inside. What's going on, George?
Everything went straight to hell. I just hope that all this is temporary, for God's sake.
Start at the beginning. What happened when you got to work, or did you know before you got to work what happened?
I didn't know before I got to work. I just showed up for some overtime, you know, just chill. And then I'd say about, 4 hours into it, we get all the, everyone who's in charge, every screening manager, FSD, shows up. It just starts, all of a sudden we're all taking out trash cans. I'm like, why are we removing all these trash cans? And I was like, what's going on? And basically they said bomb plot at that point was foiled. Like someone tried to put bombs in trash cans. I didn't know what was going on. That's just what they told me at
right.
the time and stuff. And so basically all of a sudden I get the head lady in charge telling me, No drinks whatsoever. Everyone's got to take off their shoes. Even the pilots. Get this. Even the pilots, which some of them are allowed to bring guns on the plane, can't even bring a cup of coffee.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. There's a ban on all liquids and all gels from carry-on luggage. Left people today with little choice but to throw away juice boxes, bags full of makeup. Perfume.
Don't forget toothpaste.
Toothpaste. Any kind of anything in a bottle pretty much has to be thrown away, right?
Yeah. And I even asked, what about, for example, unopened cans of Mountain Dew? You know, those, because they're sealed. You know, once you open it, you can't even close it.
Sure.
And even some of my coworkers are like, oh, liquids, George. I'm like, I'm just thinking to myself, I'm surrounded by retards.
It's just amazing. There's no discretion. They just follow the orders. There's no discretion allowed.
Never mind, you can still, they don't screen, you know, all the drinks that come through, you know, for the flights that they serve you.
Sure.
You don't screen that.
Yeah,
you know?
So how do you know that the terrorists aren't going to be actually working on the flight?
Yeah, exactly. And it's retarded. I can't believe not even pilots don't get some exemption, considering they don't need a bomb to bring down the plane.
Well, George, let us know. Keep us in the loop. Let us know what new stuff develops behind the scenes there at the TSA. As always,
no problem. We
appreciate hearing from you, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231. If you were in an airport today, and you can tell us your story.
I've got some speculation on what this liquid is all about.
Liquid? Oh, okay.
Well, no one seems to know.
All right. I kind of have an idea, but go ahead.
Hydrogen cyanide?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. Why liquids? What were these weapons? One possibility is hydrogen cyanide. The terrorists break through in a device called a Mubuktar, or something like that. That could be easily be concealed. Apparently this word means inventive. Mubuktar.
Okay.
That could easily be concealed in a carry-on bag, and once detonated, kills everyone in a confined space within minutes.
Hmm.
It's a variant of the Zyklon B, innovated by the Nazis. The U.S. intelligence got its first inkling of the plot from the contents of a laptop computer belonging to a Bahraini jihadist captured in Saudi Arabia in early 2003. It contained plans for a gas dispersed system dubbed the Mubuktar. car. I can't even get this word. Fearing that the Al-Qaeda's engineers had achieved the holy grail of terror in research and development, a device to effectively distribute hydrogen cyanide gas, which is deadly when inhaled, the CIA immediately set about building a prototype based on the captured design, which comprised two separate chambers for sodium cyanide and a stable source of hydrogen, such as a such as hydrochloric acid. A seal between the two could be broken by a remote trigger, producing the gas dispersal. The prototype confirmed their worst fears in the world of terrorist weaponry, concludes the CIA. This is the equivalent of splitting the atom. Obtain a few widely available chemicals, and you could construct this with a trip to Home Depot and kill everyone in the store.
Okay. Sounds pretty scary.
It does.
So the AP reporting that growing lines of irritated travelers snaked through U.S. airport terminals Thursday as people waited hours to reach security checkpoints alone, where they were ordered to dump their water bottles, suntan lotion, and even their toothpaste, as George said, following the discovery of a terror plot in Britain. Guards armed with rifles stood at the security checkpoints in several airports. The governors of California and Massachusetts said they were sending the National Guard to bolster security at major airports. So just like we saw several years ago after September 11th with the National Guardsmen standing in airports with M16s, the same thing going on now. Pretty scary, this third world sort of behavior.
I saw Homeland Security guys with MP5s on CNN just standing in the airports. Yep. It looked like JFK. It was just a guess, though.
And New York's governor considered doing the same thing. The new ban on all liquids and gels from carry-on luggage left people with little choice but to throw away juice boxes, makeup, perfume. You know, the women must have been angry today. Ooh. I mean, can you imagine? I have only heard of some of the prices that this makeup costs, but from just some of the few examples I've been put in front of me, it's really outrageous.
A $50 bottle of Lancome,
right in the garbage. So baby formula medicines were exempt, but had to be inspected. So if the terrorists
baby
are smart,
formula is supposed to be exempted also.
Yeah, it is. That's what I said. Baby formula and medicines are exempt. So now the terrorists, they know what's exempt, so they can just put it in the baby formula. They're ridiculous.
Well, they're making the babies test the formula, so.
Oh, yeah?
You got to give it to the baby there.
They're ridiculous, but that's part of the price you pay for traveling during a time like this, said Julius Ibrahim, 26, a college counselor from Chicago, as he stared at the long lines at O'Hare Airport. In Baltimore, Washington, security workers opened every carry-on bag that passed through one terminal, and all of the morning flights there were delayed. According to Bob Chambers, who was flying that day, it's better to be alive than dead. It's inconvenient, but we'll make it. The plot style. I mean, the question, of course, is, yes, it is inconvenient, but how many times are you willing to be inconvenienced? It appears that most Americans are willing to put up with whatever it is they have to. There doesn't seem to be a breaking point.
Well, what are Americans going to do about this?
They can't do anything. In fact, that's what one person says later on in this article. The plot targeted flights from Britain to the United States, and then it lists some of the airlines. The counterterrorism official was speaking on a condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the situation. U.S. authority raised the threat level to red for flights from Britain, which is the first time the highest threat of terrorist attack had been invoked since the system was created. Again, the security crackdown, I believe, still continuing as we speak. How long this will go for? I mean, at what point are they going to let up on this ban on liquids? Are they going to? Because remember, they let the nail files back in, right?
Right.
So are they just going to decide that all of a sudden, okay, threat's over with, you can have your liquids back in another, 3 weeks? 3 months? Or are they going to decide that this is a constant threat? No more can you bring a bottle of water on an airplane.
Well, I think that the bottle of water part should be handled. I think that they'll let you have a clear bottle of water relatively soon.
But they didn't today. I saw photos with bottles of water on the top of the trash can.
But it's the first day. Everybody's reacting.
It's an overreaction, for sure.
Sure. As one can expect in this circumstance. I don't think that that's that big of a deal. And, ladies, will just have to pack their makeup and their checked baggage. I mean, unfortunately, the way to deal with this is to check liquids as opposed to carrying them on.
As one lady who was flying said, I think it's ridiculous, but we'll do it anyway. What are you going to do? She asks. Exactly. What are you going to do? Because the Republicans and the Democrats are going to continue to crack down on your freedoms in the name of this so-called security state that we have now, which is, of course, really a police state. Were you in an airport today? I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Happy birthday to you. Hey, I'm singing this tune to my tires. And when I come back, I'll tell you how I know exactly how old they are.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Human age can be creatively changed with a fake ID, but a tire's birth date can't be altered because its birth certificate's embedded on the tire itself. Look for an alphanumeric 13-character string on the side of the tire that faces inward on your car. The last 4-digit set tells the week and year of manufacturer. The first 2 digits in this set are the week. The last 2 are the year. For example, 0101 says the tire was made the first week of 2001. Since tire manufacturers guarantee tires for 6 years from production date, not sale date, check out tires that look new on the shelf but may already be old. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There's the Shrine of Female Listeners there, with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. And you can see what I mean. There's a variety of creative ways that the ladies have done that. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. So the news, huge news today, is that there was supposedly a terror plot foiled over in Great Britain, and as usual, they magically already know who was behind it. Isn't it just amazing how they can just so fast, so quickly, come up with this information?
Well, in this case, if you foiled a terror plot, you'd sort of know, because you were in the middle of it.
I suppose.
As opposed to the 9/11 circumstance where airplanes, something happened, and then they know immediately. That's a little weird.
Well, that's not really the most interesting part of the story. The most interesting part is what they did as a result. They brought in, as TSA George told us in the first segment, brought in a bunch of trash cans into the airport and started searching every single carry-on bag that went through, which inevitably backed the lines up out the doors. There was some people that said the lines were 4 hours long just to get through security. Just an incredible backlog of people. Flights, as a result, were delayed, of course, which means that all business was delayed today. People weren't making their appointments, that sort of thing.
Yep. And family and friends.
And to add insult to injury, not only did each person have to wait as each bag was searched, but then they made them throw away certain products, certain things like drinks, bottled water, bottled drinks of all sorts, cups of coffee, but not only that, but also makeup, hair products.
Lotion.
I mean, if it was in a bottle, if it was a bathroom article, it's probably been thrown in the trash.
Mm.
And this was instituted nationwide today, as I understand it, by the TSA, which is just a huge... That's a huge cut in productivity for the country.
It is.
Every minute that's wasted with each passenger... If you spend 5 minutes at security going through their rigmarole, you have to remember that everyone is spending about that amount of time. Some people more. If everyone spends an average of 5 minutes or 10 minutes with security, multiply that times the number of people flying through the airline system today, and you've got a tremendous loss in productivity. I mean, the TSA is already sucking the productivity out of America. It's just worse now than it ever was before. And it's costing people extra to fly. The people that brought their makeup in, the people that brought these things in on carry-on bags, weren't expecting this, so they, if you're a woman and you've got $50 worth of makeup, which isn't very much, that's
no,
two or three things, if you've got $50 worth of makeup in your bag, now you've got to go and buy that makeup over again.
Right, it's gone.
And then ship it to yourself, because you don't want to bring it on the return flight.
On the return flight, you can check it in your baggage.
Presuming you have baggage to check. Not everyone travels with that stuff.
You can check your carry-on if you choose.
Oh, you can?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just a few more responses from some of the passengers here. Newark Airport in New Jersey, the security checkpoint terminal apparently stretched the entire length of the terminal, roughly 6 football fields long, and was barely moving.
Yeah.
Andra Rasibarskas of Chatham was trying to get into Michigan to pick up her daughter from camp. She said, checking in was very easy. It took 1 minute to 1 minute at curbside. It took 1 minute to get my boarding pass. This line is at least 4 hours long.
Mm.
As the morning went on and more passengers became aware of the ban, the long wait in security lines at Atlanta's airport dropped from at one point became a 2-hour delay. Some passengers gave banned items away. Airport officials in Manchester, New Hampshire, officials there offered padded envelopes and paid the postage to mail items home. That's awfully nice. At the Burlington International Airport in Vermont, travelers weren't happy to be leaving behind souvenir maple syrup jugs. In New Orleans, half-used bottles of hot sauce lay in garbage bins. Bottles of wine sat in the trash in San Francisco, south of California's wine country. What a wasteful, wasteful day. Rather than packing toiletries and carry-ons, airport officials asked passengers to put them in their checked bags. Again, if you were in an airport today, I would like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. In the Atlanta airport, Brenda Lee was annoyed with the lines and having to remove items from her luggage. The 52-year-old real estate appraiser said she had to throw away her shampoo, but said she was keeping her contact lens solution in her carry-on luggage. She said, quote, "I'm not sure it does what they want it to do. It's all for security, but some things go beyond security." Laura Yeager left 4 bottles of, is it Gucci? G-U-C-C-I?
Yeah.
Gucci and Cartier perfume for the hotel maid before heading to the Atlanta airport. How much does that stuff cost? 4 bottles of perfume? Gucci?
If it's real if it's real stuff, it's probably $100 a bottle.
She said she still had to give up her lip gloss at the security checkpoint. She just shrugged and tossed it, saying, quote, "It's better to feel safe. We thought it was going to be a lot worse." Hey, that's all that counts, right? Is that you feel safe. It doesn't matter whether or not you're actually safe. It just matters how you feel. I mean, if there's a lot of men standing around with guns and they're taking stuff from you, then you must be feeling safe, right?
Well, in this case, this is one of the solutions to the problem, though, Ian. I mean, when we have the sort of aggressive foreign policy that we have, people are going to want to, you know, target our airlines, target any place where they can get a confined group of people. And it's a way to do it. I'm not saying that they're going to be successful. We know that the TSA is not successful in stopping the things that they have on their little banned list. You can slide those things on. As a matter of fact, I just flew on an airplane this weekend, and on my return flight, they took my lighter, which means that on my flight going, they didn't. obviously, you know, and there's apparently, according to the TSA agent, a federal law that says that you can't have a lighter on a plane. So,
it's one of those laws that they won't show you, though. That's one of those laws where they believe it exists, but they can't actually tell you where it is, if you ask for it.
Well, I'm sure that no cop can show you the laws that he's enforcing. They don't carry around law books with them. If you've ever seen law books, it's huge volumes of stuff.
Here's one more story I want to share from you from the airports today. Bill Poland, 61 years old, was heading to Lake George, New York with his wife and son. He held up a tube of lip balm and shouted to a security officer who told him he couldn't bring it on the plane with him. He said he recently had a cancerous growth removed from his lip, and the antibacterial ointment was necessary treatment. He said, quote, "In an hour or two, my lips are going to start burning and turning purple, and I've got 5 to 6 hours on a plane without this. This is not something I'm looking forward to."
Well, that should fall into the medicine category to me.
Maybe it did, but it doesn't sound. It sounds like they took it from him, from the way this article
reads. Well, I would say today, in all likelihood, they did.
They did.
Yeah. Today, everyone's erring on the side of discretion, which means if your lips are going to burn without lip balm, they're going to burn.
And Americans are just taking it. They just take it. Oh, as long as I feel safe, it's okay. Take my makeup, take my my drinks, take my cup of coffee. Hey, I'm feeling safe now. Thank you so much.
Well, what sort of solutions do you have to this problem?
We know what the solution is.
We do.
The solution is get the government out of the security business. Allow airlines to supply their own security. My girlfriend was telling me today that she, as a result of all this security, she doesn't want to fly anymore. And I'm sure she's not the only one. I don't blame her. If I didn't have to fly for business purposes a couple times a year, I wouldn't. And I'm sure there are other people that are choosing to ride Greyhound or drive or just not go on vacations at all simply because they don't want to have to go through all of this. So the airlines are the ones that are paying the price. They're the ones that are going to be taking the economic hit. TSA's not going to have funding cut, that's for sure, because of all this security. We'll get into some more detail on what to do. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It works great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. An entire week's worth of the show. Excuse me, an entire year's worth of the show. What am I thinking?
Well, you're thinking that there's a week's worth of regular MP3s.
That's right.
And then after that, they're in BitTorrent format?
Correct. The torrents have entire months of shows all archived together into one easy little file.
So if you have... Now, generally, the months are separated into calendar months. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, what happens if, say, we're at the 21st of the month?
Yeah.
What about those 14 days... prior to that aren't in the MP3 format any longer, and then
the links are still valid. You just have to find them on your own. That's all. You can wait, but it's best you just wait until they're released as an entire month.
I see.
They're still out there floating around. It's just
you can probably link them
through the wiki. No, see, we BitTorrent them at the end of the month. So when the month is done, that's when we put them all together into a BitTorrent file and then distribute them. Anyway, it's all free. It's an entire year's worth of shows right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And speaking of the Free State, we're going to get back into this airplane thing and what the possible solution is outside of this government crackdown on security here in a moment. But since we're talking about the Free State, let's go to the phones and talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John.
Speaking of the Free State, not all of us spent the day in airports today. Some
That's
of us
good.
Were outside in the beautiful New Hampshire summer sunshine with a nice breeze.
I was just there a couple of days ago, and it was beautiful.
And
there's
you're
no
familiar
doubt
with downtown Keene.
I am.
We were all there in support doing a demonstration for Russell Canning, and I wanted to tell you folks, and particularly the audience, so that they can see that, you know, our support network is not just helping people when they move in. When they move in and they're doing the types of things that we all support, then we all prove that support by showing up.
Right, because Russell, just in case you don't know, was arrested about two weeks ago now, arrested for trying to go to the IRS office and hand out a flyer. They didn't like that, so they arrested him, threw him in jail. He got out, went back, tried to hand out a flyer again. They arrested him again. He got out again. He said he wasn't going to go to the court trial, so they came to his house, raided his house, grabbed him, dragged him into court, and now he's sitting in jail awaiting sentencing. And that's the reason why you were out there once again at the IRS office. You were protesting for Russell to be freed. Is that the purpose of the protest?
Absolutely. So it appears to me, when you mention all the paperwork that would have caused all that stuff to go down, it appears to me that they just love paperwork, except they couldn't accept the fact that one man wanted to go in and hand out one piece of paper to a few people.
Yeah.
So paperwork is a crazy thing with those folks.
Now, but I had actually heard Russell's trial's been moved up. Did you get that news?
Yes, I did. I was actually going to end with that because I found that out at the end of the day. What I wanted to tell you was that 10 of us showed up at the post office slash IRS office in Keene. Beautiful, beautiful downtown street. Very supportive. When I got there, one of the young women that were there told me that she was keeping count, and they had 64 honks and support from cars going by. And three of the folks that were there were Keene State students, and they plan on starting up a campus group called Free Minds and Free Markets.
Neat,
this
that is
year
excellent.
At the college. And one of them was there taking time off on his extended break from work. And
that's just dedication. I mean, just to sneak away from work for a little while you're on break to go out and do some activism, I mean, that's
well, it sounded
really
like he had a lunch hour and probably an understandable employer that maybe he told them, you know, I'm going to take 2 hours today instead of an hour.
I got to say, one of the most exciting things about this the situation in Keene with all the activists moving in there, especially having a group of students already at the school starting up a club, I think eventually what we're going to have, John, is we're going to have a free market university.
Well, you got to hear else what else is going on over there.
Okay.
So we're there for about an hour and a half. I got there a little bit late because I got out of work at 5 o'clock in the morning, etc. I show up a little bit late, maybe 12:30-ish, and we were there for another hour after that. Afterwards, a bunch of us, almost everybody, went for lunch at this very, very nice cafe at the Circle right in the center of town. Beautiful,
okay.
Beautiful little sidewalk cafe. While we're there, I spot a guy walking by, a middle-aged guy. He's got the Keene Free Press in his hand, and he's reading it walking down the street.
Awesome.
He had just picked it out of the box. That's why I knew what it was, because I could, you know, he had just picked it out.
Very cool. And, of course, the Keene Free Press, for those that don't know, is a newspaper published actually by Russell Canning, the man who's in jail, and
his co-founder of it, I guess.
Yeah, and his wife. And it's a pro-liberty newspaper in there.
But you got to hear this.
Yeah.
So this guy passes. Everybody's having lunch. We're all hanging around, just having a great afternoon. So part of the point of this is that what a beautiful day it is to be in New Hampshire. So now a woman pulls up, puts a nickel in the meter, drops off a small package she has in her hand, stops at the green Keene Free Press free box, picks up her copy, goes to the car, and she's looking at this thing before she drives away. And the funny part is,
wow,
the meter maid comes along, she writes out a ticket, passes the green box, stops, takes her copy of the Keene Free Press, puts it in her back pocket.
Wait a minute, the meter maid is even reading the Keene Free Press?
How cool is that? So even if they're not on our side yet, at least they're paying attention.
Yeah, we'll get to them. We'll get them eventually. Thank you, John. We appreciate the update, man. Keep us clued in. 800-259-9231. That can't hurt, right? Having bureaucrats reading the Keene Free Press, pro-freedom reading material?
It's so much fun. I saw the same cafe he's talking about. And the Circle, I don't think it's really a circle. It's more of like a triangle.
Hmm.
But, you know, whatever.
No comment. I don't know. 800-259-9231. As always, you bring up whatever's on your mind. To the phones, we go to Jarvis on the Amplifier line in Pennsylvania. Hello, Jarvis.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was calling. One of the arguments that a lot of people use about supporting some of this TSA stuff
mm-hmm.
is that they say it's sort of voluntary, right? Like, you don't have to fly. You could, like, as you were saying at the end of the last half hour, you could take Greyhound, you can drive with it. I mean, not really true, because there's a lot of places and situations where you need to fly. But, yeah, this crackdown really kind of proves that it's not voluntary. I mean, if you're out somewhere and they change the rules for you, and to get back, you can't bring back the things that you brought with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the people that were throwing away. I think drinking wine is kind of silly, but some people are really into it, and they spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on bottles of wine. People were throwing them away. I mean, it's
sure,
just incredible.
Right. I mean, it's true. And I was actually going to call about this Monday. I had jury duty, mm-hmm. and so I was going to call you guys to tell you about how that went. And this sort of, it's way lesser of a deal, but they have these security things in the courthouse, too, where you have
sure,
to put
right.
your bag through a x-ray machine or whatever. And, so that is really not voluntary. I mean, when are they going to up the level of that to where you can't bring any lip balm or whatever into your jury duty waiting?
I don't know. I've never heard anyone use that excuse for the security in the airports, that it's voluntary, that, you don't have to do it, so you can't complain about it. I've never actually heard that excuse. Usually what I hear them say is, well, what if we're attacked? I mean, that's the
part. That's true. That is more common. But some people, after I rail about it for a while, say, well, you don't have to fly.
I suppose so. Jarvis, any other thoughts for us?
No.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. So, one of the travelers today, the quotes that we read, they said something like, well, it's inconvenient, but what are you going to do? Well, what are we going to do? Because the airlines are the ones that are suffering from this. They're the ones that are taking the financial hit from people that don't want to travel anymore as a result of all these security restrictions. And if the airlines would have some cojones and stand up for their right to do business as they please, and essentially demand that they be able to handle their own security, thank you very much. If we could have a situation in America where each airline had its own security company or subsidiary or whatever, or hired out business, and they were providing differing levels, competing levels of security, so therefore there could be, for instance, an airline that had just the most ultra-secure aircraft of ever, I mean, with rectal searches and everything, and then there could be a Liberty aircraft, which allowed people to bring weapons on board. More on that in a bit. 800-259-9231. If you've got comments, if that's scary to you, the idea of allowing the airlines to provide for their own security, I want to hear from you. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your Tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site. Totally free. Only a few days left. Actually, 2 days, less than 2 days, remain in the Podcast Awards voting. Last year, we took home the award for Best Political Cultural Podcast, and it was all due to your vote. So big thanks for 2005, but now it's time to do it again in 2006, though this year things are going to be a little more competitive, because this year the competition isn't just a bunch of people with podcasts, just a, you know, no-name people podcasting from their basement. This year, we're up against another major radio show, and we're up against the President of the United States himself.
Yeah.
So we really need you to go to podcastawards.com to cast your vote for Free Talk Live. And it's the political category, third one from the bottom on the right-hand side at podcastawards.com. Go now, cast your vote, because you can do it today and one more time tomorrow, and then that's it. Then they total the votes, and they announce the winners.
Yeah. And I really hope we get this one. It's so nice to have that award as far as sales goes. It's not like we do anything with the award. We don't carry it around. I don't sleep with it or anything like that.
You could if you wanted.
I could. But when I'm talking to potential advertisers, and I tell them that we won the 2005 Podcast of the Year
makes
award.
A difference.
It does make a difference.
All right. So podcastawards.com makes a big difference for us, and it takes you maybe less than a minute's time to actually do. So podcastawards.com. We're talking about the solutions. The country has gone insane. I mean, we've been going insane ever since 2001. You could argue that the country was insane beforehand, but the insanity has increased at a very rapid clip since September 11th, 2001, especially at our airports. And today it got worse with this so-called foiled plot in Great Britain. The United States airport authorities have cracked down now, saying that you can no longer bring anything bottled on your carry-on bag. That means you can't bring a bottle of water on the plane with you. You can't bring toothpaste. You can't bring anything that is gel-like or fluid.
Liquid.
Yeah. Or liquid. And so women were having to throw out makeup containers and all kinds of things went into trash cans today. Of course, the question is, how long will this continue for? And also, what can we do about this? What can really be done to alter the state of airport security in America?
Well, it would take a huge paradigm shift.
Yeah, it is going to take a huge paradigm shift. In fact, everything we talk about as far as the future of America, everything we talk about on Free Talk Live is going to take a huge paradigm shift for Americans.
It is.
It's going to, the paradigm shift is going to have to be, people are going to have to realize that government is ineffective at security. Government cannot protect you. It may look like things are secure. It may, there's guards with guns around. They're taking stuff from me. They're yelling and ordering people around. That must mean we're secure, when in fact, it doesn't mean squat. And it's not doing anything to stop a tanker truck from rolling into a building in some city in America right now. They may actually have slowed things down in the airports, but they haven't done anything for the rest of the country. And if they do, it just means it's going to slow down the rest of the country's productivity. I mean, if we're talking about possibly a truck bomb, now we're talking about roadblocks to make sure that nobody's got a bomb in their truck, which just means less time, more time for you to get to work, less time for you to be productive, less productivity in the economy in general.
It's true. In defense of the police state, and I don't support what they've done, but somebody caught these 25 people that were trying to...
Presumably. You're presuming the government is being honest.
I am presuming that.
Okay.
You know, I mean...
I question their story.
There's going to be... Hopefully, the media is going to do its job and investigate this sort of thing.
They probably won't. They just take the government press releases like they always have. So the paradigm shift has to be that people in America have to give up their love affair with government. They're going to have to get over the idea that government can protect them as long as their party's in control.
Well, the Republicans are in control. Just put us Democrats in, and we'll get it right. Look at the statistics from the TSA are miserable. Under this Republican administration, the TSA is not catching as many weapons as it could. If you put me in charge and my Democrat pals, we'll make sure the TSA really gets in line and starts catching more weapons. Yes, sir. You can believe me because I said so. I mean, that's the idea. It's still this. We still got this two-party red and blue team mentality in America, and everybody believes that their team is more capable at running the government and making government work than the other person's team is. When in fact, the truth is, the reality is, neither of them is capable because government has an inability to run efficiently. Government has an inability to actually do things the right way.
Well, you're talking about security. And you can't, and security is a phantom. You can't do it. You can't be secure. You can attempt to secure things, you know, you try to catch what you can, and the more security you put in place, hopefully the more stuff you catch. But a private entity isn't going to be, perhaps it'll be more efficient, but it's not going to stop bad things
from
happening.
Nothing's ever perfect. Of course not.
Absolutely
not. The world, a free market America is not going to be perfect. There's still going to be problems. But at least then we won't all be paying for it vis-a-vis our taxes.
Understood. I say a larger step is stopping our foreign adventurism. We are in other countries supporting other governments, you know, which other people don't like. For whatever reason, we believe that we should do things a certain way in the Middle East, and so we're supporting you know, people that are kings and despots and
dictators.
We've supported all these people. Gee, I wonder why some of the people from those countries want us out of there.
Well, we're actually going to talk about that.
I wonder why they're willing to kill our citizens in order to get us out of there.
Right. We're going to talk about that. Why is it that we've heard the claims that, oh, they hate us because of our freedoms? We're going to get into that probably in hour number two here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. So I agree with that. Changing foreign policy is going to be a huge step towards making America safe again.
And by changing foreign policy, I mean bringing all the troops back from the 130-something U.N. member states that we are out of 190 U.N. member states that we are in, bringing them all back home so that we don't have troops elsewhere, and our relations with other countries will be done via businesses in this country doing peaceful trading.
That's right. Government has no and that also means abolishing any alliances that we have, any entangling alliances, to paraphrase Thomas Jefferson, because our founding fathers did not want, at least some of them, did not want us getting involved in these alliances, because they knew that if we got into an alliance with X, Y, and Z countries, that meant that if X, Y, or Z countries got into some sort of fight, we'd have an obligation to come and back them up.
Sort of like this Israeli conflict that's going on right now. I mean, we're Americans care. CNN's all over this stuff. I don't know how long it's going to be until we decide that we have to go into Iran because Iran's supporting Hezbollah and attacking Israel.
I sure hope they don't make that decision, because if we can't hack it in Iraq against a bunch of ragtag insurgents, I don't know how it is that these guys in charge of the military, or at least President Bush, because the military guys are probably saying, look, we probably shouldn't do this. And they'll probably do it against their best wishes if they're going to do it. But I don't see how anyone in their right mind can believe that this would be a good idea.
Well, in Iran, perhaps things might be slightly better in some ways. They currently have a military, and just like Iraq's military, we'll go in and crush that. Because if there's a military, we can go and get it. The problem in Iraq is the insurgents live in the houses in Baghdad and whatever other town they're in. You can't find them. You have to kill everyone in order to get the insurgents, and we're not willing to do that.
Maybe I don't know.
And there's targets in Iran, and we'll crush their military, and they'll disperse, and then they'll become insurgents there, just like they are in Iraq. But they have targets that we are concerned with, their nuclear production capabilities stuff.
Honestly, I haven't done a lot of research into the Iranian military, but as I understood it, they are a little more capable than Saddam's military.
They are. I don't think that any military in the world can stand against ours.
Okay.
I believe
you'll be proven wrong someday.
I hope not.
So ending our involvement in alliances around the world is going to be another way to change the foreign affairs situation. Stopping, not only pulling our troops back, but also stopping foreign aid as well. Stop paying these despots.
Right.
Stop giving these governments more money. And then don't come to me and say, well, the people of those countries want us there. No, they don't. And even if they do, I don't care if you come back with a Harris poll that says that 80% of Iranians want us to invade their country. Look, it's not the business of the United States to be doing that sort of thing.
If you believe the story, it took 13 Saudi Arabians to bring down the World Trade Center and punch a big old hole in the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been worse if Flight 93 hadn't crashed also.
Sure.
I don't know exactly what the stories are there, but it only took 13 of them. That's 13 people that disagreed with the United States foreign policy.
Yep.
You don't need that big of a group of people that disagree.
You don't need a lot of angry people.
No.
Just ones that are willing to do something about it.
Just really dedicated ones.
And the more we kill, the more innocent people over there that we kill, the more angry people we're going to have against the United States. And the more angry people we have, the more terrorism we will have, and the more terrorism we have, the more excuses the government will have to bring us a police state on a silvery platter. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Why do they hate us anyway? We'll explore. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish you